Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Journey of Souls by Michael Newton is a spirituality and metaphysical nonfiction book built around case material from hypnotherapy sessions. First published in the 1990s, it presents Newton's central claim that some clients, under a specific form of hypnotic regression, can describe not only past life memories, but also an in-between state that he calls life between lives. The book is organized as a set of narrated sessions and thematic discussions rather than as a philosophical treatise or religious text. Its purpose is to map a coherent model of what Newton believes occurs after physical death and before rebirth, including encounters with guides, reunions with other souls, and preparation for a new incarnation. Newton writes as a practicing hypnotherapist with training in counseling psychology, and he frames his work as observational and comparative, emphasizing recurring patterns across multiple subjects. While the claims are not verifiable in conventional scientific terms, the book has become influential in modern reincarnation-oriented spirituality and spiritual regression therapy circles. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the life between lives premise and how the sessions are presented. A defining topic in Journey of Souls is its focus on the period between incarnations rather than on past life narratives alone. Newton positions this as a shift in emphasis, instead of treating a past life as the endpoint of regression work. He attempts to guide subjects beyond the moment of death into what they report as a non-physical environment. The book presents this material through a series of case descriptions drawn from clients in hypnosis, with Newton interpreting what they say and grouping it into a larger model. This structure matters because it is designed to persuade through accumulation and comparison. Readers are invited to notice repeated motifs across different sessions, such as transitions after death, orientation in a new state, and subsequent preparation for another life. Newton repeatedly frames his role as an interviewer who uses questions to clarify what clients perceive, rather than as a medium delivering revelations. Whether one reads the work as spiritual testimony, psychological narrative, or imaginative account, the book's core content comes from these session reports and Newton's attempt to build an organized map from them. Secondly, death transition narratives and the idea of continuing consciousness. A major through line is the reported transition from physical death to an ongoing state of awareness. Newton's clients, as presented in the book, often describe leaving the body, observing events from a detached perspective, and moving away from earthly scenes. And Newton uses these accounts to argue for continuity of consciousness and to reduce fear around dying by portraying death as a change in condition rather than an ending. The emphasis is not on a single dramatic near-death story, but on a recurring sequence separation, adjustment, and entry into a different mode of existence. In Newton's model, emotional tone is important. Many descriptions focus on relief, calm, or a sense of expanded perception, implying that suffering is tied to embodiment and that perspective changes afterward. The book also treats death as a meaningful boundary in a larger learning cycle. It is presented as a point where reflection becomes possible and where souls can review experiences with greater clarity. For readers, this topic functions both as the book's emotional hook and as the foundation for every later claim about guides, groups, and planning. Thirdly, spirit guides, helpers, and structured support in the spirit world, Journey of Souls repeatedly describes non-physical helpers, commonly referred to as spirit guides, who support souls after death and during preparation for a new life. In Newton's framework, guides are depicted as more experienced beings who assist with orientation, emotional stabilization, and learning. The book portrays these relationships as purposeful rather than worship-based, with guides acting as mentors rather than deities. This is one of the ways Newton differentiates his model from many traditional religious afterlife depictions. Guidance is individualized, educational, and tied to development over multiple lifetimes. Newton also uses the idea of guides to explain how souls interpret and integrate their experiences. Instead of a purely self-directed journey, the process includes dialogue, instruction, and gradual readiness for future challenges. The guide theme also supports the book's practical appeal. Many readers come to the book hoping for reassurance that they are not alone in suffering or uncertainty, and the guide motif provides a narrative of companionship and direction. At the same time, the book does not claim that guide communication is easily accessible in ordinary waking life, keeping the accounts largely within the regression setting described. Fourthly, soul groups and the meaning of relationships across lifetimes. Another central topic is the concept of soul groups, which Newton presents as clusters of souls who repeatedly incarnate in interconnected roles. The book suggests that significant human relationships can be understood as parts of a broader pattern of companionship, mutual learning, and planned interaction. In this view, family ties, friendships, and even difficult relationships may carry developmental purpose beyond the personality level. Newton uses the soul group idea to explain why certain connections feel unusually intense or faded, and why relationship themes can repeat across different life circumstances. The model is also used to frame conflict and hardship without portraying them as random punishment. Instead, the book leans toward an interpretation where challenges are selected as opportunities to cultivate qualities such as patience, courage, forgiveness, or responsibility. Readers drawn to self-inquiry often focus on this part because it offers a way to reframe interpersonal pain into something potentially meaningful. Importantly, the book presents these themes as patterns reported under hypnosis, not as doctrines requiring adherence. The soul group idea functions as a conceptual bridge between metaphysical claims and everyday emotional life, which helps explain the book's lasting popularity. Lastly, life planning, lessons, and reincarnation as a developmental process. Newton portrays reincarnation as an intentional learning sequence in which souls prepare for a new life by reviewing prior experiences and considering future goals. In Journey of Souls, this planning is described as involving evaluation and choice rather than blind fate. The book suggests that the circumstances of a coming life, such as major challenges or pivotal relationships, can be selected to support specific lessons. This topic is central to the book's message of purpose. By framing life events as part of a longer arc, Newton encourages readers to interpret adversity through a lens of growth and continuity. The planning theme also interacts with questions of free will. Even when a general life path is presented as chosen in advance, the lived experience still contains decisions and moral responsibility within that framework. As a result, the book tends to appeal to readers who want a model that blends structure with personal agency. Newton treats these ideas as emerging from consistent subject reports rather than from theological authority. For sympathetic readers, the benefit is a coherent map that links suffering, character formation, and long-term meaning. For skeptical readers, it remains the most controversial portion because it relies on unverifiable regression material. Yet, it is also the part that most directly connects to everyday questions about why a life unfolds as it does. In conclusion, Journey of Souls is best suited for readers interested in reincarnation, life after death, and experiential spirituality, especially those open to hypnotic regression as a source of narrative evidence. It can also appeal to therapists, coaches, or counselors who want to understand why some clients are drawn to spiritual frameworks of meaning, even if they do not adopt Newton's conclusions. The practical benefit many readers take from the book is psychological and existential. It offers a structured way to interpret fear of death, grief, and major life difficulties as part of a continuing developmental process. The repeated emphasis on guidance, learning, and connection can provide comfort and a sense of orientation when life feels chaotic. Intellectually, the book stands out in its category because it tries to systematize the between-lives state rather than offering a single revelation, a channeling transcript, or a purely doctrinal afterlife account. Its use of multiple case narratives creates an internal consistency that supporters find persuasive and that critics will view as a limitation of method. Compared with many afterlife books, it is less focused on religious judgment and more focused on education, planning, and relational purpose, which helps explain its enduring influence in modern metaphysical reading circles. If you would like to support Michael Newton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.